Our Mishnah and Avos now, and again with your permission, I'd like to do it. Le'iloi Nishmas, Naftali Chaim, and Yechiel Micha Alevi. Norbert List is the father of my uncle Shapsa, who's 10th Yortzeit today, a survivor of the Holocaust who came to West Hartford, worked very hard to build a family here on these shores. The Mishnah says as follows: Rabbi Judah Steiber, Rabbi Yanai, Mishim, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kol Ashocheach Davar Echad Mi Mishnaso, a person who forgets even one iota of Torah that they studied, Ma'alav Akosav Kilo Mischayev Benavsho. A very severe consequence. It's like their Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Raki Sharm L'chosh M'navsh Chama'od, Pentishka Ches Hadvar Masher O'en Echa, Ufen Yasru M'lavcha Koyimei Chayecha, Ve'odat L'venech L'vei V'nech. Now, granted, the Ramban understands in his Hasagos and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, so this constitutes completely separate Issa D'Araisa, that a person isn't allowed to forget Maimon Har Sinai. But we've discussed in the past that there is a potential synthesis between the Ramban's approach and the approach to Mishnah, that a person really believed that on some level they had been present at Maimon Har Sinai, right? The overwhelming nature of that emotional experience would mean that you would retain all the details. People don't tend to forget the birth of their children, etc. So there is a potential synthesis between the approach of the Ramban, that you're not allowed to forget Maimon Har Sinai, and the approach here of Reb Meir, Atana, that you're not allowed to forget one thing that you learned. But again, it's a very surprising thing. You know, people forget all the time. Rabbeinu Yonah tries to explain it less as a sin of omission, but a sin of commission. He says, it was incumbent upon you to understand that forgetfulness is sort of part of the human condition. So if a person doesn't do chazara, so that's tantamount to them basically saying, I'm not really concerned whether or not I remember this piece of Torah. So they're devaluing Torah and reflecting a kind of an attitude that's objectionable, obviously from Chazal's point of view. But in any event, the Mishnah then, I would say, moderates pretty significantly this halacha, and it says, Yachol afilu takvalav mishnah. So let's say there's just too much for a person, and they forget something that they learned. So the Mishnah says, that's not begeder this iser, Talmud Lomar, Ufen yasur milavcha koyimei chayecha, eno mischayev benavsho, ad sheyeshe v'yisiri milibo. So based on the continuation of the pasuk, ufen yasur milavcha, what we mean by shocheach davar echad mimishnaso, it's not a person happened to forget one thing that they studied. Everybody's that's gonna happen to everybody. Maybe Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Rav Adi Yosef or something like that. They're not gonna forget, but the rest of us are gonna forget. So the mechayev, the actual violation, is dissociating yourself from Torah. Ad sheyeshev yisir milibo. Agav, it's very similar to the way that the Rambam defines the halacha of lo tishkach by Amalek. So a person forgets what happened to Amalek. They don't remember the story in Parshas Beshalach vayavo Amalek vayilachem Yisrael berefidim. The Rambam says they don't violate an iser d'oraisa. What it means lo tishkach by Amalek is lahashach yivaso v'sinaso milibeinu. For a person to say, I don't really care about Jewish history. It's a long time ago. There was a group of nomads. They attacked us in the desert. How does that impact my life? The Rambam says that's the iser. So very, very analogously here, right? A person says, well, yeah, I learned that yesterday, but it does not really connect it to my life. That's what we mean. Malo akasav ki'ilu mischai benapsho. And just to bring one final riot to this idea, there's a famous Gemara in Masechta Megillah that's like sort of an idiom in modern Hebrew in Israel. Yagatu matzasa tamein. That a person who works hard in Torah and is successful, you should believe him. But if a person says, lo yagati umatsasi al tamein, I didn't have to work hard, it came easily, you shouldn't believe that person. Or yagati velo matsasi, I worked hard and I didn't find it, al tamein, don't believe that that person worked really hard. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, what are we talking about? So it says, bedivrei Torah, what we're talking about is lichidude, which means to arrive at a proper svara. For there, we could say, yagatu matzasa tamein. A person who works hard should be able to be yored la'omko shel davar, to really understand what the conceptual foundations are. But avalo kume girsa, the Gemara says, but to remember what you learned, zeus yata mishmaya. Some people have better memories than others. I think that basically confirms this understanding of the Mishnah. What the Mishnah is saying is, look, people have different capacities in terms of recall. What you're really not allowed to do is to dissociate yourself from Torah, to say, you know, this does not really speak to my life. The Ramban, in his famous tzav, his ethical will to his children, he says every time a person learns, before they get up, they should think, you know, how exactly does this relate to my life? How can I maximize this piece of Torah that I just studied?